Good afternoon, and thank you for holding. Is this for Craig?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Craig. My name is Andy. I'm one of the specialists. I handle the pricing for your area. How's your day going so far?
So far, okay. So far, pretty good. What exactly, you remember with being to get into what you guys can do for a company in my situation. Now, to recap, I have an unusual company. Okay, there's only a couple of companies in the nation that do what I do.
Oh,
Okay,
interesting. Okay.
and they can't spell the word marketing. Well, you're probably aware people in solar are bad at marketing, but as bad as people in solar are bad at marketing, people in finance are even worse. Accountants, CPAs, those kinds of people, they know crap about marketing. They don't, I've deep, I feel deeply that they don't believe in it. I think that's the problem.
No, I
Anyway,
get you. Yeah, it's very true.
and they don't understand, they must not understand the basic concepts of it, from what I've been observing. What we do is we do residential solar depreciation. Okay, technically we're a financial consulting company. Helping people to claim their accelerated depreciation, which they can get. But most people don't know about it. Most people in the solar industry know about it. Very few do. Okay?
Sure.
And that's one of the problems I have. I wish I had more competition, and I wish I had, and therefore people be more aware of it.
Yeah, it's very different. Yeah, so it's a tax deduction that you guys are, it's kind of like the incentive for
Right.
getting the solar. Yeah, no, I get it.
Right.
100%. Understood. Yeah, and that's the really nice thing about this kind of service. It's specific to catering to specifics you want as far as search terms, keywords. Of course, we're the tech specialists, we're the Google Premier channel partners. So we'll look into conversion, what they're clicking on with the ads, how they're typing in the search terms related to what you want. So you get the maximum return with live Google Analytics trends. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a combination of services. Of course, Google is important, but they look at a lot of aspects when it comes down to ranking, how many clicks. They look at citations. They look at ads. They look at analytics, algorithms, and a lot of other things when it comes down to getting that best overall ranking quality score, right? And nice thing about our company is we know the essential keys and sites and citations and backlinking to get you that best quality score that you need. But just to jumpstart and get you better and faster clicks with results, you'll have a Facebook social media ad. We also run Google ad campaigns, depending on what you want as far as your advertising.
See, my company's not even set up on Facebook yet.
Yeah, that's what we'll do. We'll create that business profile on Facebook. Yeah, we'll run the advertising, and it's pretty genius how it works. I'm sure you've seen it or you noticed it before, but Craig, have you ever searched for something? You looked for it online, example, like if I'm looking at Ford or Chevy trucks, I go back to my social media feed and I start seeing Ford and Chevy ads. If I'm looking at DeWalt or Milwaukee drills, I go back to my Facebook feed and there's DeWalt and Milwaukee ads. I'm sure you noticed that, right? Where you kind of see ads that were just kind of in your
Well,
back.
not really, because not really, because I don't do social media.
Well, that's how it works. Yeah, that's how it works with the advertising. That's a target marketing
I'm an
campaign.
old-fashioned guy. I like
Yeah.
to, I, if I'm going to phone side with somebody, I like to be with them in person.
No, that's probably a good way. And that's kind of what we're doing for you is generating that in-person meeting, with running those ads
Yeah.
and people's faces, yeah, that were just searching a keyword related to solars. And that's the nice thing. It's a high conversion ad.
Well, the thing is, what I want to avoid are those people who are just searching for solar, period. I'd rather look for the people who are looking for, you know, solar financing, or they're looking for something right, even with the money involved with buying.
Yes, yes. No, that's exactly what we're going to ask you. You know, your specific search terms. You'll have technicians, like I said, look into how it's typed in and the subcategories related to solar financing or solar incentives. Mm-hmm. And we'll make sure to program you for the search terms that are related to what you want to be programmed for. Mm-hmm. So it's a,
okay,
it's a combination. It's imperative that we kind of work as a team. So we're going to kind of bounce off what you need, what you want, the areas you want to cover, and then do the back-end legwork for you as far as the marketing and advertising in those areas.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Go ahead. Sorry.
I was going to say about what kind of money we talking about here?
Yeah, we do have a pricing exclusive, a new in business credit, so we're going to kind of lock in that credit today. We only work with one company per category just to kind of get you the best results, and that's the nice thing about it. I know you said you guys kind of offer a service that's pretty scarce, or you're basically one of the only ones in the nation. So it's going to give you a huge
advantage. There's a couple others, but they all differ from me in a major aspect.
Nice. What we like.
The one thing that they differ in is they actually see themselves as tax consultants. Okay. And so what they want to do, they want to come in and be a person's tax advisor, doing all their taxes. Okay? And we thought about doing that, but then we saw that as a huge negative, not as a positive. And we saw that as a barrier to getting business, not as a boon. I don't want to go into the details on that, but basically,
yeah, no, you're fine.
You know, If a person either has a tax consultant or they don't have a tax consultant. If they don't have a tax consultant, they probably don't even want a tax consultant.
Exactly.
Okay?
Yeah.
And if they have a tax consultant, they don't want to break the relationship with their good friend George.
Yeah.
Or Mary.
Exactly.
Okay, because the trust has been built up over the years. And so that's creating a huge impediment when all I want to do is a residential solar depreciation.
You got it.
And
yeah. So
we do that and what's that?
No, yeah, sir. I was like, yeah, no, 100% I have that down. Also solar financing. So yeah, I'm getting exactly what you're putting down. So go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well, we don't do solar financing per se, but we help with understanding the finances involved with getting solar, but we're not a loan company.
I get you. Yeah, no, 100%. That's definitely a key word that's extremely different. So that's why it's important to kind of look at the Google Analytics, Google Trends, citations, what they're typing in, because a lot mm-hmm. of the times people don't know these exact search terms that you're mentioning. They'll rather type in something a little bit more simpler that's related to what they want to search to what you offer.
Yeah, that's the problem, is that very few people are going to actually know the term residential solar depreciation.
Yeah, yeah, but that's very true. But if, you know, someone's typing in a different search term, a different keyword, like a tax deduction, a solar panel tax mm-hmm. deduction, so, you know, those are the search terms
yeah.
that we're going to be able to pinpoint and target towards your
yeah.
name.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and if they're looking up the solar income tax credits.
Exactly. So 100%, that's what we'll do. Make it easier for them to find you from the sub-search terms or the search terms people are actually typing mm-hmm. in your area. And, getting you to the kind of the meat and potatoes of the program, I'm going to just override the pricing here. We're going to lock in a new in business credit. Under a year, you get a discounted rate with their package. We'll cut the pricing right in half. So you could, I'm not sure if you heard a message come in on your phone by chance, like a text message, Craig?
What's that?
Oh, yeah, I just pinged over a price page to you there on your phone. I'm not sure.
Oh,
if
okay.
You, yeah, let me know if this message is corresponding. This is a cell phone, right? A smartphone?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Excellent.
Hold on. I got to get to my messages.
Of course.
Okay, here we go. Localsplash.com. Okay.
And then you can see it should say take control of your online presence right at the top. And you scroll down there, you can see the 20 years of expertise, 4.9
mm-hmm.
average, 4.9 average. And you got the Google Premier Partnership badge, lets you know we've been handpicked, we're trained, certified channel partners. And then there's a Pro, a Platinum,
okay.
Premier Platinum, and Ideal. So you get the Platinum package. It's normally $599, and there's a $299 setup fee. Today, we're going to waive the $299 with the setup fee and bring your pricing to just $298 month to month.
Okay.
So, yeah. It's not $599, so it's cut in half to just $299. For that Platinum package monthly. Mm-hmm. And I got to mention, it's extremely crucial to kind of have this kind of service because like I was just mentioning, with
mm-hmm.
people, they're not knowing the search terms that you kind of know your industry. They're typing in other sub-search
mm-hmm.
terms. So that's what we're going to help
mm-hmm.
you with is creating that digital footprint and running advertising and people searching those search words. So it's creating that digital billboard or that digital business card that's automatically showing up as an ad for your business. And absolutely, it'll help you long-term.
Mm-hmm.
And my clients, they'll see a huge jump, about a 12-to-1 return on investment just with that Platinum package. Mm-hmm.
Tell you what, I'm going to be I'm going to be having some money coming in at me in about 2.5 weeks. Can you hold the price?
We can always check, and that's kind of thing. It's just a pricing credit. Usually they kind of run out, or they kind of get a little higher, just depending. But it's definitely always kind of try to apply it if you circle back. But that's the toughest. It's kind of rare that they do that. It's always kind of be like $599 or $549.
I know how this works. I know how it works, and that's why I'm. But the thing is that, yeah, I am a startup, okay, and startups always have cash flow problems.
No, I get you.
Okay.
Yeah, you're 8 months in, yeah, a little under a year. Yeah, no, every dollar is important, and that's
well,
more
like
than
I
you
said,
return.
And it's not just the money, it's the timing of it.
Yeah, and one thing I could do, I mean, I don't mind doing this for you. I mean, I have a friends and family price, and I'm able to use it once every 6 months. And what I'm thinking is applying
mm-hmm.
The override credit with that friends and family rate. I mean, they pretty much take it away
mm-hmm.
from me every year because I don't have friends or family that own a business. But if I could work this
mm-hmm.
approval, it'll waive
mm-hmm.
the set of fee of $299 or bring your monthly of $299 to just $249 month to month.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have you ever thought of going solar?
No, not at all. No, sir.
Why not?
I don't know. I don't know. Yeah, I've been here with this company for a while. I'm pretty good at just kind of a consulting, you know, so.
Well, with my services, with my services, the federal monies come up to about 60% of a person's, of a project cost.
Wow.
Covered by the federal government when they use the depreciation. And then when, if they're in a state where they get solar renewable energy credits or some other things, they can bring it down a lot higher, a lot more. Like in Illinois, a lot of clients, they will end up paying only 5 or 10% net cost.
Yeah, no, I see that on your Google business profile. You kind of have the breakdown there of how much they could actually save in the overall cost. But with the incentives and the tax deductions, it comes down to probably like a couple thousand. So very nice.
Well, actually, I'm being conservative with some of those. There are times when where people have actually come out with a negative net cost. A negative net cost.
That's also
called a profit. You know, yeah.
Oh, this is great. So, and there's no doubt. I mean, with us advertising this, putting it as a live ad in front of people that were just typing in a relatable search term.
Yep.
It'll definitely. Yeah,
I mean, I can't wait to do some advertising. I just need Cashola to do it.
Okay. Yeah, no, that's important. Yeah, but no doubt, that's kind of the toughest thing. I could send over my number and extension, but I mean, even if we could do it at $249, I mean, month to month, I mean, I'm sure that's fair enough to give us a try and show you how good it works, right?
$249 and no setup fee?
No setup fee. It's just $249 today. Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay, let's do it. You just don't realize what this is doing to me right now. It's really cut me to the bone.
And it's definitely a good return on investment, you know, 100%. It's long term when it comes down to the results. And really,
there's $249 a month, and what are the penalties for canceling if I have to do that?
No cancellation fee or penalty. There's no minimal term either, so it's just fully cancelable at any time, once a month.
Okay. Okay, let's do it. Okay, let's do it then.
Hold on. And I'm just going to create the profile. Just kind of like, go ahead.
Let me just double check something here. I'm done.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Let's do it.
Excellent.
Let's do it. For $249, you got me.
You're going to love it. It comes with a dashboard also and an app, Craig, so you could actually track and analyze the conversion, the clicks.
Okay.
Going into your site.
How are you starting to get things like, now there's a whole bunch of stuff that's involved with the online presence and all that. What do we start with? Is it Google AdWords we start with, or is it the...
So we're running Facebook ads. It's Facebook ads, and then we're search engine optimizing the map with the Platinum package. We do have the Premier Platinum. That's the Google Ad package, which is the bigger program. It's normally $1,098. For that, it's just $449 if you want the Google Ad package.
Yeah, I forget that. When I have the money, I'll have a lot... When this starts taking off, I'm going to have more money I'll be free of money concerns, put it that way.
Yeah, no, 100%. You could always be prorated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I landed a major client a couple weeks ago. And, I'm anticipating that client to be giving me, real good business every month.
That's beautiful. That's what we want, those bigger contracts. I mean, if you want to kind of do a mainly residential or kind of
that my company basically, I have two channels for selling my services. One is to homeowners who are who have gone solar recently or who are thinking about going solar, okay?
Sure.
Or who are getting, who are going to have a project soon to go solar, okay? That's one. And with those people, they'd be contracting directly with me.
Gotcha.
Another group, though, are the companies that are the solar designers and providers. Okay. You know,
nice.
And, cause, you know, and with those companies, the idea is they pay for my services, and then they are able to put into their proposals an additional 20% off of the price to come down to a lower net cost. And the idea there is to help them sell more deals because, like, you know, imagine if you were selling solar and you were coming in with a standard net cost of 30%. Okay?
Yep.
Then somebody came in using our services and they were able to not offer the 30% net cost because they're going to do this, because they're going to offer, they're going to show the same things as you do. They're going to show solar income tax credit, they're going to show the state programs and all that. They're
right.
going to do the same thing. So all of the companies will come in at roughly the same net cost in a particular state. So you're coming in at a 30% net cost, then, which is pretty good. But then a competitor of yours comes in with a 10% net cost.
Oh, yeah.
What's your chance of closing that fucking deal?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, with the 10%. Yeah, that's...
Yeah, now if you're the one offering now, but if you're the one offering that 10%, that's going to be a slam dunk deal.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, that's going to be an automatic. Yeah, it's common sense. Yeah, with the percentages. So yeah, no.
Right, and that is where I see the majority of my business in the future will be as they begin to get solar companies signing up.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Yeah, that's definitely something we could definitely target. I mean, later on, even if you want to kind of do the residential for now and get into some of those as well, we could definitely start pinpointing any specific search term, sub-keyword. And again, we'll do the back-end research on how they're actually typing in that search word. So you're always programmed for the best in your area. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay.
And let's go ahead and create the profile. I'm just going to verify the information. We'll send over a welcome email, welcome text while we're on the phone together, just outlining the service, the updated pricing with the friends and family.
Okay, now do you have my email address?
Oh, no. Yeah, I'm getting it down now. I was going to ask for that as far as the best email address for you in the business. What's the best email address for you?
My business email address is Craig, C-R-A-I-G, at Real. SolarIncentives.com. RealSolarIncentives.
You got it. Just like the business.
RealSolarIncentives.com.
Gotcha. Okay. Thank you. Yeah, so I was just mentioning it's just like the business name, right?
Yeah.
Excellent. And that's what I was going to verify here. As far as the primary name and how you want it advertised and marketed on the first page, I have Real Solar Incentives. Just to verify, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
Okay. Awesome. And then Google does allow just one primary number for the first page listing. Do you want to use the 773-364-0547?
No. That's not my, no, this is my personal line. It's not my business line. My business line is 312-912-8410.
912-8410. Okay, let me go.
And if you get on my website, that number is what the number you'll see on the bottom of the website.
You got it. Okay, awesome. And let me go ahead and make sure here. So it's 312-912-8410, just to make sure.
Correct, Mundo, yes.
Excellent. Awesome. And just to organize the campaign on our end, Craig, what is your last name?
Dillon, D-I-L-L-O-N.
Thank you.
Craig, C-R-A-I-G. What's that?
No worries. That's what I was going to ask. Perfect. Craig is just spelled normal, so perfect. And awesome. As far as business hours and how you want it displayed on the first page, I see that you, is it 8 to 5 Monday through Friday, correct?
Yeah. Do 8 through 5 Monday through Friday, and then do noon to 4 on Saturday.
Got it. 12 to 4 in the afternoon, Saturday. You got it. Close Sunday, right?
Yeah.
Of course. Awesome. And then once you're done with the client, you know, how can they pay you? Are you accepting just check and cash? Do you accept just check or Visa, MasterCard, Zelle, or Apple Pay? What forms do you accept?
Well, actually, what I'm doing now is I'm using right now I'm using Cash App. For personal clients, for homeowners, I'm using Cash App.
You got it.
I find that most flexible.
Yeah, that's the best. Yeah, I use it all the time. So very nice, awesome. And
Cash App Cash App has a large. I was going to use Square. Okay.
Yeah.
But Square is a bit bizarre in that I can't use Square when I'm out of the country.
Oh, wow. Just in the U.S.,
yeah.
Huh? I didn't know that. Wow.
I mean, yeah. It's like, that is stupid.
Yeah.
Our American phone, you know, but just because I'm over the border in Mexico, it doesn't work. It's like, what the fuck?
Yeah. That's different. Yeah, it's probably stopping a lot of people from kind of buying Square. Oh, wow.
Well, I just thought it was like, God, I mean, I know Trump's trying to take us back to the Stone Age, but, you know, we're becoming a global society.
Yeah,
you know?
That's very true.
You know,
exactly.
the idea that because I'm not in a location, I can't use a specific location, it means I can't use a system, like, no.
Yeah.
Eventually, what I'll be doing is I'll be putting credit card services on my website, and that's a whole other thing. But I'm not there yet.
Yeah, we do offer upgrades with sites if you need one. Our dashboard, our template has a payment integration dashboard, so you can actually receive payments with a Visa MasterCard through our site if you want to switch over the template. But it's totally fine if you want to keep your template. It's up to you, but we do offer that.
Right now, I don't have anything. The payments are not accepted over the internet right now on my website. My website does not accept payments at the moment. Right now, basically what happens is when it comes to companies, at least the couple clients I have, they just paid me they just wired the funds into my account.
Understood. You got it. No worries. Okay. And if anything changes, Craig, maybe you start accepting a different form of payment. You switch something with the site.
Yeah.
You want to, you know, show that you accept all forms. If you want to switch over an ad or target a different area, any adjustments, it's all included for free, just for future reference whenever you need to. Okay.
Okay.
Excellent. And I'm going to go ahead
now. An account manager or a consultant that I talk with to help manage the usage of your services. It sounds like you have a broad range of services, and so therefore one of the things we've got to figure out is how we're going to best use those services. What do we start with? How do we hit hard on that and maybe leave another few other services on the back burner?
Sure. You'll have a team of technicians, 100%, and I'll be the account manager on your campaign also. So you can always reach me directly. I sent over my extension to you now on the mobile phone, so you have that there and you can kind of save it. And then you'll have a client interview with the technician. Really nice, really smart.
Okay.
That's where they kind of get the meat and potatoes of the program, you know, kind of cross the T's and dot the I's, and make sure we represent you properly across the internet.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, if this works out, which I think it will, I don't see any reason why it shouldn't right now, I will give you personally our services for free.
Oh, that's awesome.
Normally I charge $950 for what we do.
Wow, that's awesome.
That's the standard price.
That's very nice. Yeah,
okay.
No doubt. That's pretty
and
cool.
And I would also coach you through how to buy solar and how to select a company for solar, and to ensure that you get good insulation.
That's awesome. Yeah, you definitely could. I definitely would contact you about that in the future. 100%. That's some good stuff. I appreciate that, Craig. And that's my direct extension. It's always been my office line. I've been here for about 7-8 years already. So for now, I'm not going anywhere. So you could always reach me directly. I look forward to kind of keeping in contact with you also about the solar.
But you in many states, going solar is a no-brainer. Okay? What I want to do by using by residential solar depreciation is to take getting solar to the next level. It's beyond a no-brainer, but to the level where you're an idiot if you don't do it.
Right. Yeah, it's a huge market that's definitely growing, so that's a great way.
Yeah. Where do you live? What state do you live in, Andrew?
I'm in California, yes, sir. Yeah, we're located in California.
Okay, California. Okay, I've not looked up what they're... But I know California, I'm pretty sure California has SREX, and I believe they have some other programs. Mm-hmm. I'm more familiar with Illinois. And in Illinois, they have the SREX, but they also have a battery program and a thing called distributed generation. And all that together, I can get my clients down to 10%, almost all the time, 10% or less. And sometimes to a negative net cost. Okay, I haven't looked at California yet, but in California, because California's been so pro solar, I am certain that they have some programs, and therefore we can take that 60% that you would get from the federal government, then we add on the state programs, and we should at least get you down to 20% net cost. But I would be surprised if we couldn't get you down. You couldn't get down a lot lower than that.
Wow, that's good stuff. Yeah, no, definitely. It's definitely something to really kind of think about. I'll definitely keep you in mind. And no, that's absolutely. We'll keep in contact, especially if I have any questions. And it's good to have you on the team, no doubt, Craig. And I mean, I know you're going to love the services, no doubt. And I want to be the first one to welcome you to the Local Splash family. I know it's going to be a great marketing year for you. So absolutely welcome. Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you, Andrew. Thank you. And thanks for giving me the friends and family discount on top of it. I appreciate that. And the $249 sounds to me like that's going to be, that is going to be a bargain for me. How long does it take for it to get started where I actually might start, getting people hitting the
would
they be calling me or are they just going to be going to my website?
They go to both. Yeah, they could call you directly, which is what about 80% of people do is call directly. And then, people also decide to click, go through your site. They could write a brief information. I see you have it on the bottom of the site of kind of like the estimate and what they need. So it's going to be with both forms that people contact you.
Yes.
So, and
Andrew, considering that you're in the business a little bit, one thing I would appreciate you do is to take a look at my website at Real Solar Incentives. The two main pages are the homeowner services, which is for the directed at the homeowners, and then the business services, which is geared at the solar companies.
Gotcha.
Take a look at those two pages and give me a brief, your brief impression of them. Not a deep analysis, just a brief impression. Just like an immediate impression.
Yeah, it's perfect. It's perfect. I mean, you have everything straight to the point, like the tabs at the top. It's a secured web page, so that's always good because it shows up on all the smartphones, so that's always a plus.
If you look on the first page, the homeowner service, if you go down and scroll down a little bit, you'll see a calculator.
Yes, that's what I was going to get at. That's pretty different. That's awesome. Yeah, a lot of people love kind of calculating and kind of seeing exactly what they're going to get as far as the price. So that's really good, and that's something we'll advertise, that you have a calculator, quote calculator. Mm-hmm. click the quote calculator to see how much you could save. So it's a really nice ad to kind of direct people. And of course we'll link the website. It's advertised on the Facebook ads, the Google Maps, the Alexa platform, so you get the promotion for the site whenever your name's shown up or whenever your ad is clicked on. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Interesting. Now, one thing which I could do, like I have a calculator just for Illinois, okay, but I just have that in my files. It's in an Excel file. And but the nice thing about that, it has the state SRECs, but then it also has the battery incentive, and it has the what's called the distributed generation incentive, which is and those add, then you know, those two together along with SRECs, solar renewable energy credits, that's what SRECs stand for. If they'll use all those together, that's where I can get the a person in Illinois down to 10% or less. Almost always less than 10%, and sometimes less than zero.
Wow, I didn't even know that existed. So yeah, that's really good. You have that there in front of them. Of course, I'm sure they would like want you to walk them through, you know, the steps on a calculate. So it's definitely going to help you out with generating more people to that section. So yeah, that's really good. You have that. Very different.
I had the idea for the calculator one day. It just hit me. And because I created a calculator for my own purposes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, to calculate
the cost. People would like to use this.
Yeah, that's
so
good.
So I put it on my website.
Yeah, people are real hands-on nowadays. They like to see the numbers and type it in themselves. So, yeah, I can already see it. It's going to be a great ad where we kind of promote that mainly, letting people know, hey, I have this a lot different from my competitors, where you could put it in your own numbers. So
where I was going with that comment is on my website, I'm really unlimited as to how many pages I could have. I could put in calculators. I could put in calculators for different states.
That's really good. Yeah, but you must have a really good site. That's good. Unlimited pages. That's good. If you start growing, and a lot of people grow pretty quick, absolutely. I would recommend upgrading, you know, the site, adding the other calculators to the other areas, your states you want to cover.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good move.
I could have a generic one on the front page like I do now. And then I could have a state selector off to one side, and click on that, and then that would take it to the page with their state's
calculation. That makes sense. And I love, that's what grabs my attention is the example you have on the Google profile. It's bright green, easy to read, so they understand, like, oh, wow, this is what an incentive really is. So very nice. That's good. That's good to promote, really. So awesome. And then what I'll do here, Craig, I'm going to apply the override credit to lock in the pricing. Since we have you in at a reduced rate, it's $249. It's not for a month or 6 months. We'll read off a voice verification. It just outlines everything we're including with the update in price. And just another added protection for you as well, okay?
By the way, it's $249 right now, correct?
Yes, sir. The fourth?
Mm-hmm. $249 right now. Then when will my next payment be due?
Next payment is every fourth of the month. So every fourth
So we're doing it today in the fourth, so it'll be April 4th. Okay.
Correct. Exactly.
Okay.
Yep. Awesome.
Okay.
Good enough. Go ahead and apply this here. Perfect. And then to secure your campaign for the $249, what would you like to use? A Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
Let me get my wallet.
Of course.
You got that?
Yep.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. It's Visa.
Okay. Awesome. Name on the card, is it your name or the name of the business?
Right now it's the name of my company. Right now it's my name, Craig K. Dillon.
You got it.
One day soon I hope to get a I've not yet set up my business bank account yet.
No, no problem. Yeah, it could be your personal or business. So that's perfect. And the card number. Whenever you're ready, Craig, I'll repeat it back to you for accuracy and quality assurance.
Yeah. Hold on, let me get my glasses.
Yep.
Problem getting older. Start needing reading glasses. Okay, here we go. 4833.
Okay.
1300.
Okay.
6726. 0802.
Okay, you said 08. What was after that? I'm sorry?
4833 1300 6726 0802.
0802. Okay, awesome. Expiration date, month and year?
The expiration date is 629.
Perfect, 629. And the security code on the back of the card?
573.
573. Perfect. A billing address for the card? What's the current billing address for your card?
14296 Huntley, I'm sorry, 14296 Sundance Drive, Huntley, Illinois.
You got it. Excellent. And what I'll do here is I'm going to send this off to the Department of Finance so they can process the payment within 1 to 2 minutes. You're going to receive a welcome text, a welcome email with everything in writing, everything we're including with the program. And I'm going to just read off a voice verification. This part just outlines everything we're including. I'm going to stay on the line just to make sure everything is corresponding with the welcome text and emails with you as well, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thank you, Craig. So this is a welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and it's just an added protection for you. Mm-hmm. Perfect. Okay. It states to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Real Solar Incentives, LLC.
Thank you. Now, please state your name and title within the business.
My name is Craig Dillon, and I'm the president of the company.
Thank you, Craig. It says, are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Perfect. It says, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign, and as an increase in visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash, so do you agree to be responsive to emails and phone calls from Local Splash?
Yes. Now, so the name of the company that I am contracting with you, that's called Local Splash. Is that correct?
That's the name of our company. Yes, sir. Local Splash. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, do you also handle programs that are national in scope?
Oh, yes. Yes. If you have the ad budget for it and are able to kind of invest into that whole ad campaign for statewide and nationwide, 100%, we could definitely do as big of an ad campaign as we need for you. Mm-hmm.
Okay, then can I target states? I can say, okay, like right now I'd want to start with Illinois because that's the one I know most I have and so on. But in the future, if I wanted to do Maryland or California or Oklahoma, I could do specific states maybe?
Yeah, 100% you can. 100%. As long as you could service them and it's a keyword that you want to target. It'll be more expensive because okay. They're different state campaigns, but 100% we could bundle different locations with your advertising. Yes.
Good.
Yeah, you're in really good hands. And let me go ahead and I'm going to read the second part here. So it says, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Sure, but like if I'm doing something else, you want me to inform you guys?
Good question. Yeah, so if anybody calls and they offer something similar where they want to run Facebook ads, optimize Google Maps, cover the Alexa platforms, directories, anything that sounds like our service, just call us before you pay them. That way you don't pay for two things you already have.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. Yeah. Anything like that would definitely do. But if I do something internally.
Yeah, no, that's totally
fine. Internally.
That's totally fine. Yeah, okay. As long as if it's another company. Yeah, no, that's all we ask.
Okay.
We don't want them to hurt the listing.
I'll do that anyway because I don't want to pay another company. If you're already
you can only do what they're doing. Why would I want to pay them? Because you guys can do it.
Yeah,
you're only going to get another company. They're doing something you can't do.
Exactly. No, 100%. Yeah, that's just, we have to read that just to stay Google compliant. But yeah, it's pretty common sense. So
sure.
Awesome. And then, last part here says for your payment and initial term and account setup will be charged on today's date, which is March 4th, 2025. And the price at just $249. This will be a reoccurring payment when the term is completed. Agreement would automatically renew each month, same day, the 4th, same price, just $249. Now you may discontinue or cancel your program at any time. All we ask is just give us a call 3 days before the next billing is due if you ever wish to discontinue or pause the program in the future. Now, do you agree and understand the renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Awesome.
And your terms are very fair. Your terms are very fair.
Excellent. I want to be the one to welcome you here. I know I kind of welcomed you earlier, but absolutely thank you for choosing Local Splash. And I know you're going to really like the marketing, so welcome again. And next thing we'll do here is just lock in the client interview with the technicians. Really nice, really smart. We'll cover the advertising.
Now, the client interview, is that done over the phone? Is it done through Google Meet or Zoom or something like that, or what?
Yeah, it's all through the phone. Yeah, we'll have a direct phone call with the technician call you so we can finish up the content. And we typically block out an hour just in case of any questions, but they're about 20, 30, 45 minutes max, so it shouldn't take up too much of your time either, okay?
Well, I'd rather have too much time than too little.
Yeah, no, me too. I like to hear everything in detail and have everything explained. So no worries. Whatever time you need. So, and then we do have one, as far as time slots, we have some in the morning, some in the afternoon. What kind of works better for your scheduling tomorrow?
Let's do afternoon.
Excellent. Yeah, we do have we have one right around this time in between 5 and 6 in the afternoon. Or excuse me, 5 and 6 in the afternoon. We have 4 and 5 in the afternoon. If any of those time...
Are we talking about tomorrow or what?
Yeah, tomorrow the 5th, Wednesday. Yes, sir.
Okay. Can you do it like 3 o'clock maybe?
Let's see here. I know they might say...
By the way, I'm Central Time.
Oh, yes. Let's see here. We do have a 3 o'clock spot. Yeah, absolutely. We could put you in between 3 and 4.
Okay, because I'm Central Time, and you're California Time, so that would be like 5 o'clock. No, it's the other way around.
Yeah,
it's 1 o'clock your time.
1 o'clock, yeah, 100%. So, yeah, we do have that time slot. And it'll be me and the technician that'll call you, so we get everything squared away with that client.
Okay. Very good. Thank you.
Yeah, you're so welcome. And the next thing we've got to set up here, you'll have a security question, Craig. So as you start growing as a business, maybe you have a secretary or a partner, and they call in, they want to switch something with the ads or with the listings. We're always going to ask a security question just so we can protect your campaign. But as far as the options, we have the city you were born in, your first pet's name, or your mother's maiden name as a security question option. Which one would you want to use for your ad?
Let's go with my first pet's name.
Okay, awesome. And what was your first pet's name?
Sammy.
You got it. Mm-hmm. Excellent. So, yeah, just in case you have someone call in, I'm sure you won't, but if you ever grow and you do, just make sure they know the answer to that security question, or else they wouldn't be authorized to make changes, okay? So, excellent.
Understood.
Awesome. And I just want to make sure that the welcome text and the welcome emails are pinging in. Usually the text message, it always lands the fastest, but it should read Local Splash.
Welcome to Local Splash, and then Local Splash initial invoice.
Beautiful. Awesome. So, hey, you get a chance, you can kind of check that out. It kind of shows you everything we're including. You also have a login that should be sent to you, so you have access to your dashboard. And I'm going to send an example. Just how the dashboard looks. It's really easy to use. It also has a downloadable app. So you could download it on the App Store if you're compliant or you're electronically savvy. So it's always an option to download our app to track your campaign. Okay.
Okay. So we have my username is my phone number. Then we have password is MapSplash.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the password. Yeah, it just auto generated, so the computer kind of comes up with whatever. So it's usually always the username is your phone number. So, yeah, MapSplash, exactly, that's your password. Mm-hmm.
Okay, very good. Well, thank you.
Yeah, you're so welcome. Yeah, it's my pleasure to help. Any questions, just feel free to dial directly here. And just be responsive here tomorrow. It shouldn't take up too much time, but it's a really, really important phone call to get everything done with keywords, okay?
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm going into it right now.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, if you're going into the dashboard, it'll just show your terms and conditions and just kind of showing you everything we're including. And just to access it, you just
wait,
confirm
Map
in
Splash,
time.
Does it have one S or two? Map Splash, is that one S or two?
It's one S.
Oh, it's one S, I think.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. It's Map Splash, not Map Splash. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. And, if you go into it right now, you won't see anything because we haven't programmed the keywords. But once we finish up the client interview tomorrow, you'll start seeing, like, the population of the keywords. So right now it's just empty because we're just getting started, okay?
Right now I'm not getting past the login page. There's no enter button.
Oh, okay. Let me go ahead and let me try to do it here on my end. Hold on a second.
Oh, there it is. Oh, there it is. It didn't scroll down to it. Okay.
Oh, yes. Okay, perfect. Yeah, you can kind of check that out. I sent over an example. I sent over an example earlier of how it looks with the content. So you can kind of check out how it's going to appear on your screen once you have the keywords programmed, okay?
Okay.
Other than that, you're pretty much all squared away. Just be responsive here tomorrow, and we'll get everything done as far as the programming, okay?
Okay, very good. Wait. Okay, great. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, it's my pleasure, and have a wonderful day, and thank you again for choosing Local Splash. I look forward to getting you on board here tomorrow at 3 o'clock, okay?
Thank you.
You got it. Have a great night, Bill. Greg, thank you for your time.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yep, bye.